This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got probiotics. Why do they fail? Why might they be dangerous? Probiotics dangerous? Yes, my friends, it could be. We'll get into that. And this isn't necessarily a discussion of brand names either. I just want to give you principles for which, with which you can go out into the world of probiotics and figure it out for yourself. My gosh, I believe you have that capacity. I do. In fact, I know you do. You might not have the confidence that I have in you to do these things. But if I can do it, you can do it. What was I? A snot-nosed kid from, Brooklyn? No, Manhattan. And pharmaceutically raised, no less. And I overcame it, and you can too. Super Don, how's Grandpa doing today?
I'm doing good. Glad to be back. Glad that our buddy Michael Bolden was able to fill in for the first hour.
Yes.
I know that I heard you a couple of times making reference to how I felt when we were talking about it.
Yes, yes.
And Michael Bolden, I don't know when I would be able to get down to get you that burrito, but I'll figure something out for you.
I'm thinking about that. And I'm thinking about the Trinity, a.k.a. Health Freedom Expo, in Long Beach, maybe in the spring, or I'm not sure the date of it yet, but maybe it won't be too difficult to get you down the same time zone, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
For a weekend. So
we'll see.
That's one thing.
We won't. Go ahead.
I was just saying we won't put you on the vomit plane with vanilla ice.
Okay.
I promise you that.
Yeah. No, that's a great story we're going to talk about this hour. Also, I just wanted to say, put in my my two cents on the Burt Reynolds situation when I heard about that this morning. You know, it's hard for anybody of our generation, right, to not, you know, think about this and be sad about Burt Reynolds, because he was a big part of movies for us when we were growing up.
Yes.
And, I mean, if you watched any of the three Smokey and the Bandit movies or the two Cannonball Run movies, you know, how many people haven't seen Deliverance, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he was in that. And even more recently, he was in the new Dukes of Hazzard movie. He was kind of a fixture of our childhood, and you know, you always saw him in movies with somebody I haven't thought about in a long time, Dom DeLuise, right?
Right.
You know. So yeah, it sucks. But listen, he was what, 82?
No, he lived a good life, and he seemed to be very upbeat about his life.
It wasn't a big surprise to people. Yeah. They kind of knew things were coming. He was very frail. Recently, I saw him walking down a red carpet, and he was having trouble walking. So, you know, you kind of knew things were coming. But
do you have a favorite film of his? I'm going to say an underrated film, perhaps, was more of a serious role he did, Sharky's Machine. And I remember Sharky's Machine because it was filmed in Atlanta, and that was a big deal at the time.
Another cool movie he was in was Stoker Ace, which was a cool movie with the race cars.
Mm-hmm. Did he dress as a chicken in that one?
Yeah, that was good. You know, I mean, he was really in a lot of movies, and I don't know, whatever. Yeah. It's just another guy. They get old. We get older. They get older too, right?
We do not get older.
We do, unfortunately.
We just get more.
I've accepted it.
Wizened. Well, you're a grandpa. Now, I talk to me when I'm a grandpa. We'll
You'll get there okay. one day.
So, listen, we've got some serious topics this hour, too, related to health and healing, including the ultimate hypocrisy related to being pro-vaccine and pro-life. Can you be both of those at the same time? And I'm not going to be able to give it. There's no way I could give it enough shrift, so to speak, in an hour, much less a week. But I'm going to attempt to do a short segment on that. And we'll leave it to everybody to complain about it later. But I did want to talk about probiotics again. Now, I you know, talked at length about the Silver Aloe Protocol and different things like the Cangest from Alta Health Products, silica as a mineral for connective tissue, all in the attempts and successful attempts, I might add, of restoring integrity to the home of the microbiome, the probiotics. But we have a mainstream media article here through Forbes saying, do you buy probiotics? Let me think. I think I do. I better pay attention. Well, a new study, it's written about in Forbes, new study says they may not work. They may not work for you. And if that were bad enough, they may even be harmful. Now, lest you think this is just a simple hit piece on probiotics, because there could be arguments to some degree that that is. We want to dissuade you from taking probiotics because they don't work and they're dangerous. But I'm going to tell you how that can be true, even if you go to the best health food store and get the best probiotic. And it's not something, if you're a longtime listener, you'll be totally unfamiliar with, but it's an important reminder and it's an important concept because it goes to the heart of what went wrong in modern medicine and much of even holistic medicine if they align themselves with the germ theory, even partly. Antoine Béchamp talked about the law of the terrain. The thief, Louis Pasteur, stole from Béchamp, but couldn't hold a candle to Béchamp, and kind of bastardized the concept and said it's the germ that causes the disease. Therefore, we'll plant the germ theory flag, and from that moment, we now have an enemy. That enemy is the natural world. It is creation itself. The bugs, the things we can't see, the bacteria, viruses, fungal species, they didn't even know about a lot of these things back then, but they said, oh, this is the enemy. If we can just kill it, we can keep order in the universe. And so the Pentagon, or anybody's defense department, operates with that concept in mind, pretty much. Unless Ron Paul ran it, he understands the law of the terrain. As a physician and as a statesman, I shall say. The concept would be, you know what, there's a reason the pathogens proliferate. And it relates to the terrain that they live in. And the argument, and this maybe go to My Fair Lady, right? Can you take the Cockney accent out of, you know, and make her an elegant whatever? Remember that? It was the Pygmalion story, My Fair Lady, Super Don. Remember that movie, since we're talking movies?
That's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical. Of course it's a musical. Yeah. My daughter's in The Music Man, by the way, in her new school.
Nice.
So she's
nice.
Having fun. Nice. But the idea is, or here, Trading Places. Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, remember that? These are all stories about the law of the terrain. Nature versus nurture, right? How have you grown up? Are you born that way or is it how you're raised? And it's the same thing with the microbiome. It's the same thing with the bacteria. If you are intent to kill them because they could potentially turn on you one day, and you're afraid of that, so you're going to kill them first. You're going to kill yourself in the process. Our antibiotic lives are killing us. Our antimicrobial passions are killing us. Whether it be topical or internal, whether it be a named antibiotic chemo drug, or whether it's chlorine in the water. These things are destroying that which gives life to us, our immune system, our digestive system, our excretory system. Is that Latin, excretory? Everybody knows what that means. You poop, you pee, you get the stuff out, you excrete the stuff out. You can sweat it out too.
You've managed to talk poop in the opening segment of an hour 2 days in a row now.
Well, it's hour two. I waited because I wouldn't want to denigrate the presence of Michael Bolden talking poop because this guy is well beyond that.
Yes.
Hi, Michael. Love you. So what we're talking about here is the law of the terrain. That's what I want you to understand. Now, let's say, I've just said this too, most probiotics are made by the same like one, two, or three companies. Very few make their own, and that's just true. You've got to dig deep to find that out. Now, having said that, I'm not saying that those two or three companies are doing horrible jobs, but I will say there are better, there are worse, But the bottom line is the home you're giving whatever probiotic you decide to use. So if the probiotic fails, it may not be because the probiotic is bad. If the probiotic becomes dangerous, it may not be because it was dangerous going in. And this goes to something, a term I've used before, not often, called pleomorphism. Pleomorphism. That is something meaning that you can change shape or form depending on the environment you're in. You're a shapeshifter. This is not science fiction. This is reality. If you have a bacteria in one environment, it can alter itself to survive in a new environment. It's not the same thing, yet it came from the same thing. It didn't have to be caught. It was created. E. coli that's in your colon, not deadly. In a colon that's been corrupted by antibiotics, or an immune system that's been decimated by chemotherapy drugs, now E. coli can kill you. Candida can kill you. So the question of whether a probiotic is good and whether it's bad, more to do with the home it's being given. Again, granted, there are better ones. Like Innate Response has an amazing flora product. Dr. O'Hara's has been amazing. There are many that are great, but if you're giving it the wrong home, they get in there, they either can't do their job, so they can't recolonize, or worse, there are certain strains, if it's not a top-of-the-line kind of scenario, where they become pleomorphic. In other words, they change based on the environment they're given, and they become harmful to you. They become pathogenic at that point. Not because they started that way, but because the home you gave them was that. Am I making any sense, Super Don? I got to pause for that because this is intense stuff, but very important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. And this article I was just like, whoa, you know, reading it. And again, take these studies with a grain of salt, my friend, because next week there will be a study. They'll say something completely different. So it's like when one of these comes along, I think it creates conversation, which is good. And I think what you're pointing out here is that a probiotic is not a probiotic. Is not a probiotic. That, just like everything else, it's like when we talk with selenium. Selenium is not selenium is not selenium. You know, you walk into to Walmart and buy selenium, just because it says selenium doesn't mean that it's the selenium that you want to be taking.
You've got
to do your homework on it. Now, with probiotics, there's a gazillion probiotics out there. Everything's probiotics. They're very popular right now. Mm-hmm. So you're saying the Innate Response and the Dr. O'Hara's are the ones that you personally would recommend.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that the exhaustive list, but I just, you know, out hand, if you got those, you're going to be golden, you're going to be good. But again, they're always outliers, people that do not respond to even the best, and it's partly due, if not wholly due, to the terrain that you're starting with. So they start good, they become bad. That can happen. And I want you to pay attention to the law of the terrain. All right? And that's true politically, the body politic, the Constitution. If you don't pay attention to your Constitution, it's curtains. It could be a disaster. I don't want that for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science. And, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love. And Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we've got to go in the most controversial territory of all time. No, not vegans versus paleo, although some people would say that is the most vicious battles are fought on those so-called battlefields, the animals against the plants or something, or the people against all of them. But this is the ultimate hypocrisy story, and this is out of Green Med Info, and Sayer G, our good buddy, who doesn't come on the show often enough. Of course, that's just me griping and complaining, because I love Sayer. He's amazing. He's brilliant. A kind-hearted man. And he does great work with Green Med Info. And he wrote this article, and it's so appropriate. The Ultimate Hypocrisy, Pro-Vaccine and Pro-Life. Question is, can you be pro-life and pro-vaccine at the same time? Or are you living a life of cognitive dissonance? Now, Superdon and I have talked about this over the years. You can't win this argument, because either you believe life begins at conception or you don't. If you do, you have to be against aborting babies before birth because they're life. If you don't believe it's life, then you, in your own mind anyway, you have this argument, well, I'm not killing anything. And that's why it's, you know, so-called pro-choice. But the people who are pro-choice apparently are the same people that are fighting against pro-choice for moms and dads to say no to vaccines, which, by the way, brings us back almost full circle to the article. Can you be pro-life and pro-vaccine? And this is a problem because there are a lot of people that claim to be pro-life, and they're also equally fervent that you get your vaccines and follow the schedule of the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention, CDC. Another unconstitutional group of yahoos, if there ever was one. Were one. Except for the toxicologists. I like them down there in the basement. Let them out. Half of the U.S. population, according to the article that Shea wrote, is simultaneously both against abortion and for a vaccine schedule that uses, guess what, induced abortion-derived fetal cells. How could such an extreme form of moral hypocrisy be maintained by millions without virtually any discussion? And, you know, this goes to the heart of, and I don't have time, as I said, I'm going to do this in a short segment to go into all of this, but hypocrisy is running amok among those who claim to be pro-life because they're also pro-vaccine, and they ignore this. And of course, the Catholic Church is guilty of this, or any church that would argue against abortion yet promote vaccine for the people who attend the church.
I'm just saying. Synagogue too. Could be the same thing in a mosque. I don't care where you are, what religion. I'm not picking on one religion here. I'm just talking about the fact that, as I've said for years, and John Rappaport has been, he was the first to bring this up, and he called it the Church of Biological Mysticism, modern medicine. It's a cult. It's a death cult. It's a church. And you worship at your chosen house of the holy one day a week, and the rest of the week you sacrifice your body, your temple, to the priestcraft and the church of pharmaceutical mysticism when you turn your child over to those pediatricians and they inject aborted fetal cells. And if it's not that, you can find DNA and RNA from animals. We talked about for the new flu shots are talking about growing. What was the kind of virus in caterpillars? It was a specific another insect, like an insect virus that grows in a caterpillar. And they're growing it on that. And that's better than the eggs, because on the eggs, they're fermenting or they're changing. And it's like it's not the strain we think it is, and it's not going to work. But we do have news about the flu shot this year's prediction as well.
Yeah, but caterpillars are natural.
Yes, and we want to all inject caterpillar DNA into our children, because there would be no unintended consequences
natural,
for that.
Right? It's natural.
Right.
It's good.
How about canine renal cells? Okay, that's using Latin. Let's talk about dog kidney cells. Those are substrates for the production of vaccines as well. So you say, well, I'm choosing not to use the aborted fetal cell line vaccines. Okay, so I am not hypocritical. Okay, go back into your spiritual text, whether it be the Bible or otherwise, and look down about man laying with beast. I don't know what you consider DNA being injected from beast into your babies or you. The hypocrisy seemingly knows no bounds. It's pretty deep, and it's pretty ugly. And if I've pissed you off, well, good. You'll think about this a little bit harder. If you're already with me, hey, no big deal. It's not about you. I'm trying to have people, as Sayer G is, think about their positions to become consistent. If you have a belief system, take it all the way there and then live according to those beliefs. I can respect that. As long as you violate the rights and beliefs of no one else. But those who believe vaccines are sacrament, they might also be pro-life against abortion, and they will use the power of government to force you, others of us, to get our children vaccinated against our will. So they're not pro-choice in reality. They're anti-choice, those who are pro-abortion. But those who are pro-life are also anti-choice when it comes to vaccines and the ability to say no to aborted fetal cells and animal corruption, animal RNA, DNA, and vaccines. So let me know what you think. Your thoughts. Too intense? Did I not go intense enough? We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Vanilla Ice, the flu shot this year, what's the prediction? And can your poor grades be blamed on your genes? Mom and Dad, is it your fault? Or is there something else at play? We'll get to it.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, say thanks to my friends at CV Sciences. They got the Plus CBD oil we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the green, the gold. Michael Bolden uses it too, as we learned today from the 10th Amendment Center. This is amazing stuff. You can go to pluscbdoil.com if you can't find it locally. Enter the code at checkout, RSB15. Get 15% off. Also, shout out to our friends at Better Way Health. BetterWayHealth.com/radio to get the Beta 1 3D Glucan. Beta Glucan, one of those profound immune modulators on planet Earth. Safe to use, all ages. We've used it in our family, and we still do. So there we go. Now, Super Don, we got to go to the airlines. I'm thinking about the flights to Chicago coming up later this month. We've got to go to the Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd, 23rd. I've got a Mayor Eisenstein Memorial or dedicated vaccine panel that I know that Chris Barr is on. I think, is Michelle on it too? I've got to look at who's going to be on it, but it's going to be awesome. And I encourage everybody to attend. We're going to talk about some issues of vaccination that you won't hear anywhere else on that panel.
Plus, I'll be speaking about healing the gut, as I always do. And then I'll also be speaking about neurological degradation diseases, which I've dedicated this year to really hit anytime I have an opportunity to do so. So please get your friends over there to the Trinity Live Conference. There's other upcoming events, including the International Holistic Iridology, everything group together. Anybody, naturopath, medical doctor, homeopath, herbalist, Reiki people, all come down to Orlando for that. And that's happening, I believe, October 19th through 22nd. And then following that, I'm planning to be on tour going to the east coast of Florida, to Peggy's in Stuart, Florida on the 24th. And in, this is all by memory, folks, because I haven't added it yet, but also then down to Coral Springs and Toonies for the 25th of October. So there could be some interesting times ahead in October, Super D, for live remote broadcasts or pre-records. I don't know yet.
Yep. Well, we'll get the show notes updated with the new stuff. Always love new stuff because people really want to see you and meet you, Robert. You're famous.
Infamous depending on the circles. But, you know, I think you figured out by now why I do this. It isn't for that. What gets me high, yes, I said that. What gets me high is that people are empowered to heal without the help of government agents licensed to kill, right? That, for me, that's exciting. That's exciting. So there you go. If you want to know my motivation, you just listen to the shows. You watch the shows, whatever you do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you miss a show here on YouTube, they have them up, of course. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Hello, all my British friends. And, of course, right here in our home and broadcast radio syndication. That's GCN, GCN Live. com. Now, I hope that when I fly, I don't end up on a plane with Vanilla Ice. Now, it's not that I don't like Vanilla Ice. What is his name? Rob Van Winkle, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, a pretty talented guy.
Very good.
Another show he has was not related to music, but apparently he remodeled like
a home
RVs.
Improvement like show. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got some mad skills in terms of rehabbing places, and I like that. I appreciate that. But what
he's just not very good in the wrapping department. But,
you know what, but yeah,
he can
what
build
he
a great deck, right?
He can build a great deck. And how useful was that on this plane from Dubai, landing at JFK, that he could have written this song about?
Oh, yucky, 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 yucky. Oh, yucky, 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 yucky. Oh, gross.
Okay. Well, apparently it was kind of gross. He was on the top deck, by the way. This was a double-decker bus, Airbus of some kind. The A389 or something. It's huge, right? And they got double-decker plane. They got 500-plus people on it and crew. And they land at JFK from Dubai. And I've flown from Dubai to Atlanta before. That's a long way. And it was a 777. And it's not a double-decker. Big plane. But this is ridiculously large. And apparently it was held and quarantined because there were people that were sick on it. Now, the media is reporting that it was a flu bug from Mecca. They were reporting initially that the plane went to Mecca and caught the flu, but apparently there were some people from Mecca where there was some kind of flu outbreak. And why would there be a flu outbreak in Mecca? I would dispute it. I would say, is there a respiratory ailment associated with, I don't know, was there a lot of air pollution in Mecca recently? I mean, I'm always looking for things that stress the excretory system that may give rise to these things they like to call a flu bug. What do they find here? Anything?
Well, they found a bunch, several people with the flu, one person with a cold, is what they're saying. And I got to tell you, this happened yesterday, and it was weird. It kind of made my eyebrow do the Spock thing, right? Because you had this plane at JFK. That they had to evacuate. And at the same time, over in France, you had an Algeria-France flight that they stopped and they evacuated everybody out because they thought there was a child on board that had cholera. Now, it turned out wasn't the case.
Yeah.
There was no cholera. And then in this case, they like said, oh, there's like hundreds of people, and it turned out it was like 10 or 11 or something like that. And they were like, so it was one of those things where it was weird because you had two planes at the same time on the same day that were being evacuated because of disease, suspicion, that didn't turn out to be anything really.
Yeah, and the thing
so that is, to me, I was just kind of like, weird coincidence.
Look historically at how we've covered on this show these so-called disease outbreaks. Like, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS, right? And our argument is that it's a pollution-induced respiratory manifestation or symptoms that they conveniently call a flu because, hey, flu-like symptoms. You got cough, you got fever, you got mucus production, and so it's always going to be called a flu. It's the umbrella term. But is it really what's happening there? Remember SARS in Canada? I mean, it was all over. That year I flew to Thailand to speak at the World Congress of Holistic Medicine in Chiang Mai. I spoke on homeopathy and healing. And we changed planes in Hong Kong. You got off the plane and they shot you with an infrared gun to determine your temperature. And if you had an elevated temperature, you were going to be quarantined. That's how freaked out people were about SARS, despite the fact that Dr. Plummer from the World Health Organization in Canada initially reported everybody with SARS had the SARS virus. They called it a coronavirus. And then each week went by, we reported it. They didn't report it so much in the mainstream media or kind of ignored it once they reported it, that at a certain point there were only 70% of the people with SARS had the coronavirus, then 50, then 30, then 20, then 10, then 0. 0% of SARS cases had the coronavirus. So how was it a virus disease? How was it a viral disease? And if it was, as I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, viruses are manifestations due to toxicological burdens and mineral deficiencies, particularly selenium. So let's go back to Mecca and let's analyze what's going on. If there are millions of people descending on Mecca, are they eating well? Are they getting clean water? How's their elimination patterns? I mean, all of these things matter. What was going on in the air around them that they say, oh, yeah, well, there's a flu outbreak in Mecca? Could it have been a toxicological, I don't know. What did they used to call them? Chemtrails. Geoengineering. Dropping some stuff down. Heavy metals. Creating a scenario. And look, they blame Mecca. This is the stuff that can happen. And has happened. And yet they quarantine a plane based on, well, you know, some people got sick for unknown causes. They have unknown etiology. And could this happen? This is a scary time because people are so ignorant about diseases, disease causation, what symptoms really are, much less how to remedy it, that you can be manipulated into going, you know what, I don't trust the government, but when it comes to medicine, they got it, I don't. You can do whatever you want with me. You tell me there's a smallpox outbreak, and I will do what you say. You can give me the shot, and it could kill me, but hey, it's better than getting the smallpox, whether it's real or not. This is where people have lost their ability to care for their constitution in the same way they've lost the ability or willingness to demand fealty, if you will, to the Constitution, that they honor it, that they don't violate it. As we talked with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center last hour, how the argument of who's, is he on my team? Is he on your team? Are we against Kavanaugh? Are we for him? Yeah, he talks a little bit of a good game Constitution on some things, but yet, as Michael Bolden pointed out, he made maybe one of the keys to make the Patriot Act possible. The violations of the Fourth Amendment. So, Constitution, political, physical. You ignore it or you give that over to the government or government-appointed experts and licensed experts, the doctors, they will, I'd say hose you, but that's too nice of a word to say. They will inject you. They will intoxicate you. They will poison you. They will kill you. Had you known about colloidal silver or silver hydrosol, selenium, probiotics, all the remedies we talk about, Dr. King's probiotics, Dr. King's homeopathics. By the way, you want to stick your thumb in the eye of the FDA? Go out and buy Dr. King's homeopathics because the FDA say, oh, they're contaminated. Poppycock. I'm telling you, they're after him. They're after homeopathy. We're going to talk to Dr. King about that tomorrow, by the way, Super D.
Poppycock, huh?
Poppycock. That's for our British friends. Or British friends. Anyway.
Well, you know, Robert, we're sitting here talking about the JFK situation.
Yeah.
I don't think they have to worry about, or they should be worrying about, anybody having the flu.
Really?
Coming over from Mecca.
Why is that?
Because we do have a flu shot that should take care of that, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so let's go to the predictions of this year's flu shot. 2018 season. Based on everything they know, the Rice University study finds egg adaptations will limit efficacy of the new flu vaccine. Well, how much will it limit? Their guess, and of course they're guessing on the strains anyway, that's all it is.
Right.
Study predicts 2018 flu vaccine will likely have, you know what, I can't even read this. This is just so embarrassing. I mean, hold on.
Look, at least it's better than it was before, because I think the last one was like 13% efficacy.
13% right? Efficacy? Was that all?
Yeah, so it was like 13. It was 13. So they've boosted it, and they're going to be way better this time around.
All right,
it's up to 20%.
20%.
20%.
Yep, the Three Stooges are responsible once again for making the greatest flu shot possible. A predicted efficacy rate of 20%. By the way, the efficacy rate is not determined by how many people don't get the flu, or that the 20% that succeeded didn't get the flu. It's that they can titer them and show that there were antibodies that were produced, which isn't a guarantee that you don't get sick anyway. How many times have you heard people getting the flu shot and then they say, well, I got the flu? Well, your authoritarian medical overlords tell you that that's not possible. But whether it is or it isn't is irrelevant, because the symptoms are as bad or worse than the flu you're trying to prevent. So what the hell does it matter, right? Whether you call it the flu or not. They don't care, because they're not titering the vast majority of people with the flu that may not have the flu, which we found out back in 2010 when they said everyone was going to die of the swine flu. It turned out it was almost no one. They said, stop counting. This is embarrassing. But they're predicting 20%. So sign up. Get the flu shot 5 times. Maybe if the mercury doesn't get you, you forget who you are, you might not get what they call the flu. I'm not counting on that. Hey, when we come back, let's talk about the grades your kids get or don't get and whose fault it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thank you again to my brother, Michael Folden, from the 10th Amendment Center for showing up when we desperately needed him. Jonathan Emord had to play Mr. Mom tonight, and we respect that. He's a dad. And Michael Bolden is a dad to two little birds, and he still showed up. So the birds were neglected. Maybe they were on a show. I don't know. I've been there. They're awesome little birds, and they sometimes watch the show with Michael. So it was great to have him on. And Super Don, I'm sure you're even more grateful because of how busy you are with the grandkids today.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was quite a day, but I'm going to enjoy kicking my shoes off and recuperating on the couch later tonight.
Dude, it'll be great.
I love my grandkids, though.
Yeah, I've got some more calls to make after the show, so I'm not completely done. So don't tell me the score of the game or anything. I want to watch it.
Unplug
a little bit this evening. We'll see where it goes from here. Let's see, what else we got to do today? Oh, tomorrow, I mentioned Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We're going to hit head on the FDA's charges. It's a mess, but I'm still supportive of Dr. King, his remedies, and I want you all to go get them. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also, Brian Hooker, he's written a great article over at Focus for Health on glyphosate. He's expanded just from vaccine, but in vaccines as well. We have a great discussion lined up with Professor Hooker, PhD, on the issue. And you'll want to, don't miss that tomorrow. Super Don will be here with the stream. I think we're pre-recording, but it is well worth the time spent whenever we get Brian Hooker on. So,
indeed.
With that, how are your grades? How are your grades, Super D? Did you have like a 4.0? You were the guy that got the 1600 or something. What are you laughing at? What was that?
No, I did not.
So it's obviously, according to this article, not your fault. You can talk to mom and dad about this.
I didn't know. I did not know this back then, and I wish I had.
You would have had an easy out. Poor grades?
Blame
your genes, scientists say. Now, this to me is absurd. It really is, Super D. Now, maybe there's an argument to be made, some nuanced argument. I'm not sure. But let me think about it this way. How long have we had genes, genetic coding, life on planet Earth? I don't know how long, but a long time, right? Now, in that time frame, when was the modern schooling, kind of collectivist schooling idea with grades, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, or what, E and F given? Right? Or no, A, B, C, D, F. That was it. There's no E. But
no,
that's how much I knew about grades. But you know what I'm saying? That suddenly we made a leap that the genes were coding for getting good grades versus they've never been anywhere in human existence, these artificial grading systems, A through F. And I'm thinking, that alone makes this a stupid scientific article saying getting good grades is in your genes. How is it a coding for survival to get good grades back in the hundreds to thousands and thousands of years ago? Am I missing the point here?
No, look, that's a good point. That's a good point. And what I would say, like a lot of studies, they don't take all of the other variables into consideration. Mm-hmm. It's very black and white, very two-dimensional when they come to these types of conclusions, because a child performing well in school is not, you can't say there's just one thing that's going to determine how well that child's going to do in school.
Sure.
How is that kid's health, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, health plays a lot of it. What kind
What's
of sleep
the
diet? Are they getting? How are they raised, you know, at home by their parents? What's their involvement? How good is the teaching? You know, a child learning is only as good as the teacher, you know? So
I think also about the whole idea of grades, right? There are super intelligent kids that suck at school, at grading, getting good grades.
But some of the smartest people in history did really bad in school.
Quiz them. So that's why I question this whole study. How is it a measure of intelligence genetically, right?
It's not. You know what this is? This
is
just like all of the other genetic studies that they have done over the years that were all junk science and a bunch of crap. There's a certain group of people in science that are kind of like a cult. Mm-hmm. That want to say that everything is based on genetics. They want to believe that there's a gene for everything.
For grades. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's silly. It's just absolute silliness. And in this particular case, somebody found some gene and they figured out some way to skew the results and the data to make it look like, look at me, I just discovered the dumb kid gene, you know?
Right.
It's silly.
Sorry, kids, you can't use the excuse it's my mom and dad's genes. That's why I didn't get in it. Listen, it's effort as well, but I get it. Not everybody gets the 4.0, and not everybody needs to, in fact. A lot of times you spend all that time as a 4.0 and then get out into what they call the real world, you don't do so well. So there are a lot of variables well beyond, your genes determine whether you're getting good grades or not. This is a silly, silly story. And that's why we ended on it, because we got to be a little bit silly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Too much seriousness, Super Don. Tomorrow, great show lined up. You want to be with us, go to robertscottbell.com. Please share the website, share the shows, the archives. They are bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. So I don't have to say it, do I? No, I know. We'll be back tomorrow.
Scott Bell Show.
All right.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.